Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast, your backstage pass to the corporate jungle. I'm your host, Jim Allstott, and here, industry titans step up to the mic, sharing their epic journeys. We're hitting the high notes and the low notes of their careers, creating a symphony of success. This isn't just another interview show. It's where truth bombs are dropped and secrets are revealed. So grab your conductor's baton, because who knows, this just might help you compose the next huge hit of your career. Are you ready? Let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast. I'm your host, Jim Allstott, and I'm so happy y'all decided to join us. Today, we have as our guest, Mr. Joe Guthrie, CEO of Pause Sparkling Water, Sparkling Beverages, I should say, because it's more than just that now. But I've got to interject something right here. For those of you who have been with us from the very humble beginnings of the Drop the Needle podcast, Joe was the very first guest on our podcast. So welcome back, Joe.
Hey, Jim, thank you for having me back. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to see you again. And I also want to interject something. I'm going to put in the show notes a link. I was fortunate enough to go to the facility where Pause is made last week, and I was able to video. Joe was kind enough to let me video some of the inner workings of how Pause is made. So you'll get to see that, and I'll just put it as a link. That'll be easier, especially given the fact that some people just listen to the podcast, so they'd miss out on so much of seeing it. So when they get to their computer, they can click on a link and see what's what in the world of Pause. But so one of the reasons I wanted to bring Joe back to the show is this. As most of you know, we've made a sharp left turn into the world of spirituality. But in spirituality, mind, body, health, you know, mind, body, spirit, that whole thing, the health aspects of what Joe's company makes is significant. And I want to talk about that today because it's non-alcoholic. And not only is it non-alcoholic, there are no carbs in it and there are no sugars in it. There's just flavor, and I enjoy it. I am a big proponent of Pause, and their new line, and it's not so new now, it's over a year old now, is Pause Plus, which has the THC add-on, which is the plus. So let's talk about this movement, Joe. What have you been seeing as it relates to a shift from alcohol consumption to alternatives?
Yeah, Jim. Well, it's been over the news, certainly all over the news for the last, I don't know, year plus, it seems like, and it's getting more and more pronounced on a on a weekly slash monthly basis. But the world is turning away from alcohol, at least in the excesses that it was being sold and consumed, you know, over years past. I think that people are looking, you know, for a healthier way to recreate, a healthier way to socialize, you know, with their friends, a healthier way to unwind after work than reaching for that alcoholic beverage on a, you know, on a regular basis. I think that some of the news that came out, you know, from Washington, D.C. regarding just, you know, from the Surgeon General, you know, just stating that alcohol in any form is bad, you know, it causes cancer. That's one person's opinion, but I certainly think that it's enough for everybody in the country to hear and at least think about, and maybe not if they want to completely or determine if they want to completely eliminate alcohol from their lifestyle, but maybe limit that intake. And like I said earlier, you know, it's getting together with your friends and drinking in general is such a social thing, and everybody's going to want to do it. It's just you don't always need to or have to have alcohol in your right. hand.
No, and that's a good point. And I know that there are, well, what is it? Sober October will be coming up where there's no alcohol. A lot of people jump on that bandwagon. And there's also New Year's resolutions and things of that nature. But what I've been hearing from people is those New Year's resolutions have stuck along to really become lifestyle changes or life changes where they've gotten away or made that exodus from alcohol and they feel better, less bloating, less inflammation. If you have, let's say that you have arthritis or some sort of joint pain, I know that alcohol does cause inflammation. And I, for one, I have arthritis and other joint pain and replacements and things of that nature. So I can tell you firsthand that it does happen where, and especially the older you get, you know, you have a few too many cocktails or beers or what have you, the next day you feel creaky. And I know you used the analogy before when we were talking about pause with the CBD of the Tin Man where oil can, you know.
Oh, from the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, from the Wizard of Oz. And I can tell you that it's not, again, this is my personal experience with it. It's not a situation where you have one and you go, oh gosh, all my aches and pains are gone. It's something that starts to get into your bloodstream, into your body that over, I don't know, maybe 10 days, of, you know, and we're not talking drinking a six pack a day, but you drink one or two of the pause beverages a day, week, 10 days later, you're like, it goes away gradually to the point where you don't even notice it any longer until you meet somebody like Joel say, hey, how's that back feeling? You know, and I'm like, good. Thanks for asking. You know, it's one of right. those things. And right. And I find it to be very interesting where more and more people that I talk to have made that decision and made that jump. And I know there's, again, this is something that's on a personal level, but sometimes there's that awkwardness when you go to a party or a barbecue or something like that, and everybody's got a beer in their hand or something like that. And I've overheard people say, that person's not drinking. Can't trust a person who doesn't drink anything. And it was like, oh, okay. Well, you have something that you're drinking along with other people and you're enjoying. And it can be, by the way, pause plus, which why don't you explain the different types of pause plus drinks that you have?
Sure. So starting with pause, we brought pause in the market in March of 2023. And pause is a CBD infused sparkling water. It's each 12 ounce can has 20 milligrams of broad spectrum CBD. So from that sense, the broad spectrum means that there is no THC whatsoever in that drink. So it's zero THC, there's no alcohol in it. And it is just a no sugar, no calorie, no carb. Beverage, and it's just something that's very clean, very refreshing, tastes great, and it's good for you. To your point of, you know, that's a great way to ingest your, you know, sort of CBD you know, what you're getting at earlier, Jim, it's I think it's kind of like the concept of taking it like a daily vitamin, you know, a multivitamin or something like that. You just take it every day. And, you know, in general, that's very good. Generally speaking, that's good for your body. It's not like, oh, boy, I've got to feel a cold or a flu bug coming on. I think I'm going to take a daily vitamin. So that's kind of the idea of pause. It's something you can incorporate into your daily routine, and you will find yourself feeling over time, just little aches and pains go away. It's anti-inflammatory. There's so many great health benefits that have been talked about regarding CBD, and we're certainly a believer in that. And we're excited to put that in a beverage and call it Pause. Fast forward about a year later, we introduced a brand called Pause Plus, and the plus sign is plus THC. So the Pause Plus drinks still have the CBD in them, but they also have THC. And the THC and CBD are in all the Pause Plus drinks in a one-to-one ratio. It's a ratio that that we spent a fair amount of time looking into and talked about and tried some different other ratios, cannabinoid-related ratios. And we felt that one-to-one THC and CBD was the best way to go. You know, the industry, they call it the golden ratio. And we like the effects when they're balanced one-to-one. Pause Plus comes in we introduced Pause Plus in a 2.5 milligram can. It comes in three flavors. It's wild berry, we call lemon lime lift, and a tropical type flavored. So we started with 2.5 milligrams. We had that in the market for a couple of months, and on 4/20 of 2024, we introduced 5 milligram cans in the Pause Plus line. And then in December of 2024, we introduced 10 milligram cans. And they've all been selling well, especially when they're first introduced. Everybody wants to be try the new version.
Sure.
And you know, that made sense to us, but they've been selling strongly across the board. We, you know, some of the thoughts that we have, it'll be interesting to see going into the summertime. That 2.5 milligrams are so sessionable. The idea of being outside, you know, backyard barbecues, you know, tailgates, sporting events, baseball games, whatever it might be. I think that's, you know, it's a great, it's a kind of like a very light beer option, mm-hmm. you know, for people that are choosing to go the THC consumption route. You know, the fives and the tens, it's, you know, certainly have their place, their time and place. And for different people's sort of tolerance, it's all over the map. So some people might say, hey, look, I'm good just sipping a few 2.5s and I'm content with that. And other people might say, I'm content, you know, sipping, you know, a handful of tens and I'm comfortable with that. I think it's very analogous to people's alcohol tolerance.
Oh, for sure.
Or lack thereof.
For sure.
So and want just a single.
And that's the big thing too. When you talked, I know before you mentioned sessionable, and sessionable, we got the rundown on that. And this is just a reminder. So it's not a one and done. It means that you can have more than one beverage, and it would be very, very similar or likened to, especially the 2.5. I'll just use that as the example, the 2.5 milligram. It would be the equivalent of essentially a Miller Lite or something like that. So you're drinking it, and when you first start to drink a Miller Lite, you don't go, oh gosh, I'm feeling it. Same thing goes with the Pause Plus, the 2.5. It takes a little bit of time for it to, the onset, we'll call it the onset of that buzz or euphoric feeling, and then it dissipates, much like that of a light beer. I won't use a specific brand because they're not sponsors, nor you know, they all vary, I guess, a little bit. But and then when you get to the fives and tens, it's a different thing. And I think it would probably be the equivalent of somebody saying, well, you know, I can have a couple of martinis and be okay. And I don't have the scientific breakdown, and neither Joe or I are scientists or medical doctors to say, well, it metabolizes to X percent of this, which would be equivalent to blah, blah, blah. It is really personal. It's what your tolerance level is to whatever, whether it be alcohol, whether it be THC, it doesn't really matter. We're just using it as a comparison in this instance. And that's interesting because, again, with the no calories, the no bloating or anything like that, there's that refreshing feel or feeling that you get from it. Not to mention, we're talking about water, right? And as the summer months come up, if you want something that's cool, refreshing, And if you want that alcohol feel without the alcohol or that little bit of buzz, then you start to add the plus. But it's a nice way to make sure that you are not getting dehydrated too, because that's one thing I do know is alcohol causes dehydration, especially those guys that are out on the golf course in the summer months.
Oh yeah,
that's a nice alternative. And I'm not sure if they're picked up at the courses yet or not, but that the courses that I frequent, I will definitely make a point to say, hey, have you thought about doing this? And because, you know, they frown on you bringing your own beverages out there, but I think a lot of people do anyway. And I'm no different, because I'll bring a pause with me when I'm out on the golf course and just enjoy it. So,
yeah, absolutely. No, it makes sense. Again, especially that, you know, the CBD side of that pause, it helps with recovery from a sports standpoint. And it's, you know, right. You get out there and you swing the club 100 times or 120 times in a round in your case, right? It could get a little sore.
In my case. So I was going to say that. Sorry. That's about two rounds for me, Joe. Come on now. That's good stuff, though.
Sorry, dude. I had to.
No. I appreciate it. It didn't go unnoticed. Asshole.
What was I going to say? But let's get back on track, like with the golf courses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, Jim, about the golf courses, I think that, you know, summertime sports, generally speaking, certainly Chicagoland area, and you're out there on those hot days, and it's as tasty as an ice cold beer can be sometimes, it's, you know, alcohol is, you know, dehydrating.
Yeah.
And something like this is, it's just water. So it's hydrating yourself. And, you know, you get a little bit of that, the THC with it and CBD with it, if you choose to go the plus route. And, you know, you can still have your laughs with your buddies and, blame your golf swing on having a couple pause pluses as opposed to a couple of beers or whatever it might be, and still have lots of fun and not get dehydrated.
That's right. That's right. You know, there's, something else we're talking about, the plus. You guys just came out with something that was released. Was it released on 4/15?
We released it on 4/15, a little bit ahead of 4/20, because we wanted to give people a chance to go ahead and stock up for their 420 holiday this year. And so we came out with a can of Pause Plus that has 20 milligrams of THC in it and 20 milligrams of CBD in it. And we're selling them in a 4-pack format, only in the tap room and only online. But the 4-pack is $20. So our little play on 420, a 20 milligram can of THC and CBD, and you get four of them for $20. And it's been very well received. It's selling well ahead of where we thought it would be at this stage. And you know, people are trying it. Not only is it a flavor phenomenal, it's our tropical base that we use in all of our pause to our 10 milligrams. So we started with our tropical flavoring, but we added some terpenes from a very popular marijuana strain called Pineapple Express. And we had those terpenes isolated.
Also a cool movie, by the way.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great movie. But it really brings out a just a unique sort of pineapple-y, tropical, a little bit of dankness to it, certainly from those Pineapple Express terpenes. So the flavor is just, it's mouthwateringly good, and it's 20 milligrams of THC and 20 milligrams of CBD in a 12-ounce can, and it's as advertising, I promise you that.
So, like, the dankness, is that like an earthy flavor?
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, a little earthiness. You know, definitely something obviously synonymous with the smell of the plant, you know, the natural occurring smell of both a hemp plant and or a marijuana plant. Just a sort of a natural occurring earthy dank smell.
Good. Did you want to talk at all about the Delta 9 versus the marijuana plant? Is that relevant to anything?
Oh, absolutely. No. That's a good question. It's a good point. It's because there's a lot of questions. You get them all day long, and it's some people still find it kind of confusing. But if you think about cannabis, when people talk about cannabis, and there's a couple of different plants, if you will, in the cannabis family. One is a marijuana plant, and one is a hemp plant, and both part of the cannabis family. But the marijuana plant has much more THC in it than it does CBD and some of the other cannabinoids, the minor cannabinoids, I'll call them, as opposed to the hemp plant, which has much more CBD in it. And then it also does have some THC in it, much smaller percentages, and then also the minor cannabinoids. So for a plant to be considered legal hemp, it has to contain less than 0.3% of THC by dry weight.
Hmm.
And what that means is that, yes, in a hemp plant, there is THC in it. From a smoking standpoint, if somebody wanted to try to smoke hemp to get, you know, buzzed or get high or whatever it might be, it's not going to happen. There's just not enough THC in that plant. And you have to smoke so much, you probably get sick. However, when you start to extract the cannabinoids from the plant, you can extract minimal amounts of THC from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of plants or thousands of pounds of plants, and you still get that THC. So in the end of the day, if you have two buckets, just call them 2 5-gallon buckets of THC, one came from marijuana plants, one came from hemp plants, the marijuana biomass that was needed to make that bucket of THC oil was significantly less than the hemp plants. But at the end of the day, those two buckets are exactly the same.
Chemically, they're the same.
Delta 9 is THC. THC is Delta 9.
Gotcha. The same. Gotcha. Okay.
And one is legal. One is legal on the federal level because of the Farm Bill in December that was passed in December of 2018. And that made hemp legal.
Gotcha.
The THC that we use comes from hemp.
So that helps. Well, actually, it's a nice segue into my next question. And it's really a statement and then the question, because it seems like this is an ever-changing landscape of laws and regulations. What do you see going on? Do you have your crystal ball so you can tell us what's going on? Or is there any inkling as to what might be happening in the upcoming months with everything that's going on out there as it relates to the laws surrounding these products?
Yeah, for sure, Jim. There's actually a lot going on right now down in Springfield, Illinois, as our state is moving towards regulation. Right now, there is not any regulation on this industry, and we're certainly looking forward to getting some regulation, hopefully not too much. We want to start with 21 and over. That's a no-brainer. You know, we're basically, as an industry, looking to be treated like alcohol. So you start with 21 and over. There is going to be, from what we're hearing, there's going to be milligram limits. There's going to be serving size limits, can size limits. Those numbers that we're hearing are going to be a 10 milligram. It's going to be 10 milligram max per can. The biggest size can you can sell hemp-derived THC in will be a 12-ounce can.
Which you're already doing, you don't have to make any modifications as far as that's concerned, right?
Exactly. So there'll be what I believe there's going to be some taxation, some new taxation on this space, and you know, right now there's it's taxed as a ordinary, you know, same as if you're just buying a new shirt, you pay the same sales tax.
Gotcha.
There's not a sort of a sin tax, so to speak, or anything like that. But there will be a new form of taxation, and I'm not completely sure how that's going to play out yet, but certain states going to go ahead and figure out a way to get their money.
Well, for sure. A little bit more, because it's not like you're selling it on the street corner. And here's something Joe mentioned in his explanation of things, the 21 and over. And that's something important to note as far as I'm concerned, because I think that there's a responsible way to go about selling the product. And one thing I can say is that it's right on the can for Paws products is 21 and over. And there's also other warnings where if you go to a smoke shop or something like that, there's nothing that says you have to be 21 or older, or gas station or anything like that. I mean, there's nothing that says that. But your products maybe you've been out in front of everything and are and I don't know, we've never talked about that, considered to be a leader in this space right now because of some of the things that you're doing with the can sizes, with the 21 and older, drink responsibly, and then the warnings for pregnancy and the different things like that that you put on the cans, much like, and here's something to note too, and you'll see it in the video, but this is crafted at Noon Whistle Brewery in Naperville. There's a big, behind the tap room, you can even see some of the, I don't know if you call them vats or what do you call those, the silos with all the beer in them. Right in the tap room, you can see that. But then there's another wall behind that that goes out into a large manufacturing space. And those of you that are watching this right now, you can see a little window behind Joe, and you've seen some people walk by. But that's going out into the manufacturing space. And it's quite impressive back there. It's quite impressive.
But yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, where I was going with that is that it stands to reason to me, because the owners of Noon Whistle are responsible, well respected in their industry, they're leaders in their industry, and they're treating it like that in terms of the packaging. And I'm sure you had some say in that along the way as well, how that should be approached and what it should look like. And I think it's a, you know, kudos to you for being ahead of that.
Yeah, no, thanks. It was, you know, Noon Whistle, I mean, nail on the head. I mean, they've been in business now for over 10 years and they've got just a tremendous reputation, you know, statewide, just a great name and a great product. And they certainly have dialed in, you know, things like, you know, label design, packaging, mm-hmm. you know, carbonation, flavors, everything that goes into making a great beer, a great beverage. It's something they've been doing now for over 10 years. They just did a, you know, great job, you know, manufacturing, you know, putting together this pause product. And, you know, to your point, we say it's, you know, it's handcrafted right here. You'll see a lot of people kind of contract manufacturing products like this, and it's made all over the country in different spots, temporary facilities, whatever it might be. And the fact that we get involved and we're hands-on in every single step of the production, that's all right here behind us. It's a good feeling knowing that the product that you're selling was made, you know, right in your sort of in your workspace, so to speak.
Absolutely. And while I was there, and I can attest to this, Joe had mentioned before that they test everything. And when I was there, they were sending out samples that they retrieve from the, what is it called, where the beverages are being made?
The bright tanks.
Bright tanks. Thank you. So from inside the bright tanks, they take samples, and they'll take samples of before the THC, which will be like the CBD additive, to make sure that that is exactly where they say it is supposed to be. And then once they add the THC, then it's tested again, and it'll have that as well, and then the flavoring for quality and things of that nature. It really isn't something that you or I could just, hey, let's go make something, you know, cool today. You know, really refined and definitely, I keep saying impressive, because I've never seen anything like that before. So I will say that I've seen Jack Daniel's made in the distillery, which is very cool. I have seen like Anheuser-Busch. You go to those big things like that, and that's so massive that you really can't comprehend what's going on. But in something the size, which is, it's large, don't get me wrong, it behind the back wall there at Noon Whistle in their brewing area, is it you can see it and you go, wow, that's how that's made. And then you can see in their beers where they're making, they have the different hops and things that they put into their beer, and it's the same type of quality that goes into their beer that Joe and the owners of Noon Whistle put into pause. And it's really cool. It's really cool. And it's something you should be proud of. And I'm sure you are, but you probably don't have a lot of time to sit back and go, yeah, this is, I'm doing a great job here, especially with everything that's going on in the legislation of the products and things like that. It's just full steam ahead all the time, I would imagine.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate your kind words, and it is full steam ahead all the time, because it's, you know, like we talked about, it's, you know, the product here, and I believe we've got such a great product, a unique product. But it's so much involved being in this industry, so much involvement in education
and just
getting people to understand, you know, the concept of it. What is this? And the questions from, you can't drink weed, and how do you put pot in a can? And that doesn't make any sense, to trying to walk them through and what this is and why is this legal? And, there's just an awful lot of education that goes into it, and it's slowly but surely, one by one, you know, people are starting to understand it. They, you know, they have, they taste it, they like it, and they can see it's an alternative way to recreate. And you know, some of the different sort of marketing slogans we have, campaign slogans, whatever you want to call them, is, you know, welcome to the world of a hangover free buzz.
Oh yeah.
And if somebody wants to sit at home and be responsible and have a few of these and be a little toasty watching a movie or reading a book or watching a game, they can. And the next day you haven't consumed any sugar, any calories, any carbs, and you wake up and you're good to go.
That's a good thing for those that, if you have a group of people that get around and play cards or get around, you know, watch a baseball game, or in the fall and winter, watch football. It's a nice alternative as far as that's concerned. One thing I also want to touch on, Joe had mentioned to me that he had gone to a conference a few weeks ago now, and it was an alcoholic alternative type of conference. And afterwards, they had a happy hour, which was very cool. And what I'd like to do is I'd like Joe to go ahead and explain how unique this was, that experience.
Yeah, for sure, Jim. It was, first of all, the conference, it was a couple of weeks ago, it was in Chicago. It was called, the first time ever, but the name of the conference was called So Curious, two words, So Curious. Hmm. And it was, I think that was a play, you know, on Sober Curious or something like that, but So Curious. And it was basically just an alternative beverage, a full day conference, and talking about alternative beverages. Certainly the THC beverages were a big chunk of that space, you know, conversation, because it's so new and it's becoming so popular so quickly. And it just went into some of the things that we were talking about earlier in terms of, you know, people, more and more people, all age groups, from people from 21-year-olds to 101-year-olds type thing. It seems like everybody's talking about drinking less, and, you know, for various reasons, for health reasons, whether they're, you know, for watching their calories or their weight, or just wanting to feel better, or just want to be healthier in general. Mm-hmm. And with all the sort of news that we've seen, you know, seems to be certainly ramped up over the last couple of years about the dangers of alcohol. I think people are becoming a little bit more aware of that. And I don't think that means that people are necessarily going entirely away from alcohol and say, that's it, I'm never going to drink again. But I think they want to use it more of a, hey, for flavor and for taste. I want to have a glass of wine, maybe a glass of red wine with a steak type thing, or a glass of white wine with a piece of fish, if that's what they like, or an ice cold beer and a hot dog at a baseball game type idea. But to go ahead and continue to use those alcoholic beverages as their form of intoxication, and one after another, to get that, I think people are realizing, hey, this is probably not the best idea in the world. And if I do want to sort of get in that altered state, there's better ways to do it, healthier ways to do it. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it, you know, it involves drinking, which is, again, always been very social. You know, it's I'll meet you for a coffee, a couple of ladies
around the campfire, right?
With a pitcher of lemonade, let's talk. Right. You know, I made a pitcher of lemonade. Let's sit around a campfire. You know, all the above. And yeah, that, you know, that campfire experience is a good call by you there. It's you know, it's
so I really want you to talk about the craft beverage movement and how they had the happy hour set up. If that's, I really want you to talk about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to. So after the conference, they've got so many of these things, they have a, you know, happy hour. It was like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours for people to sort of network. And picture a conventional cocktail bar, just a regular, you know, bar like we've all seen so many different times. But they had, not only could you get canned THC drinks, but they had cocktails where you could have, for example, I got a margarita. And it was high end from, they were squeezing the fresh limes, and they had a, you know, an organic, some sort of agave syrup, you know, non-alcoholic. And when I ordered the margarita, the question they asked me, they said, would you like 4 milligrams or 8? The strength of the drink, you know? And I was like, this is my first, let's test it out. And, you know, went with the 4 milligrams. And sure enough, the bartender had an old school, like a, I'm not sure what you call it, but a double shot glass. You know, you had a smaller shot glass.
Is that a jigger? Is that a jigger?
Like a jigger, sure. And the bigger one on the bottom, and he flipped it, picked it up, and I had the smaller drink size. He poured the 4 milligrams of THC out of a bottle that was flavored with an agave and a lime
A base.
I guess agave and lime flavored THC base. Poured that shot into a mixing glass along with the lime juice and the other mixtures that he had. Shook it up like a cocktail. Put it in a glass with a salted rim and a little wedge of lime on it. And it was absolutely delicious.
Making my mouth water. I'm just sitting here going, visualizing that being made and going, man, that would be kind of good right now. But that's good.
But to see the old, I mean, it's just as any classic cocktail bartender could do it, you know, with the bottle and for the shot.
That's cool, right?
And then boom, and shaking the thing over their head, and then they get the result. And then that was my first sort of, you know, THC beverage or beverage of the day, and the 4 milligrams, you know, it's something like just almost like if it was a regular margarita, you know, an alcohol base.
Right.
Enjoyed the thing over a course of time. I finished it, but after I finished the margarita, I know I had a margarita, you know, in control and whatnot, but still, you know, you had something. Wow. And it tasted good. But to see that they had a margarita, they had a couple different types of mules. Like a Moscow mule and another type of mule. They had a Manhattan, a sort of a bourbon style.
Oh, wow.
THC infused drink. So they were, you know, all over the map in terms of flavors that, you know, that you could order and get. And you can just see it. I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen a bar set up like that, you know, when they're actually making nice cocktails with that. And you can just see it. I mean, it's just starting. And it's going to be commonplace in the not too distant future.
That's kind of cool. I could see for sure, like Vegas, you know, spotlighting something like that, an alternative lounge, Chicago for sure. But I think it's also something that, well, in the Naperville area, which seems to be Chicago West, as far as restaurants and things like that, I could see something like that popping up and being pretty successful as well. That's interesting. And I appreciate you sharing that. That's very cool. And we have, speaking of very cool, we're going to have something, and we'll talk about it here in just a minute, about everyone being able to take advantage of a deep discount through Joe and the Drop the Needle podcast. We'll talk about that in just a minute, because right now I'm going to close us out. Well, it's just about time to cue the music for today's episode, but don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Drop the Needle podcast to stay up to date on our latest episodes. I'd also like to take a moment to thank everyone again for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Drop the Needle podcast. I'd also like to thank our very special guest, Mr. Joe Guthrie, for being on the show today. And here's that special discount code to use when purchasing the line of Paws and Paws Plus beverages. Now, this is an online only, so you can't go to the tap rooms and use this discount. It's online only, and it is DTN420. So that's DTN420 for the discount. And thank you, Joe, for providing that for our listeners. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure, Jim. Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to invite you all to head on over to the show notes, where there's going to be a link for a playlist that I'm going to create for today's episode. And there's also going to be the link for the DTN420 discount code. All right, my Drop the Needle posse, like Billy Joel says, from the highs to the lows to the end of our show, This is the end of our show. Until next time, this is Jim Allstott wishing you infinite health and happiness and the perfect playlist for your life. Thank you again for being the best part of us. Catch you next time. Hey, stop the presses. I hope nobody left yet. We just ended the podcast with Joe Guthrie from Pause Sparkling Beverage Products, and he just texted me a message that said, hey, I would like to extend this special offer to the audience of the Drop the Needle podcast. We are having a special price of, it was $28, it's now $20 for the four pack of the 20 milligram products. That's the Pineapple Express products. And he also sent me something that said, hey, please extend this and let your listeners know that they can also use the DTN420 discount code when they order other Pause products. There was a 5 milligram 4-pack that was $16. It's now a 6-pack for $16, which is awesome. And you also get to use the DTN420 discount code, as well as the 2.5 milligram 6-pack, which is, well, I guess that was a 4-pack before as well, but it's now $13. So you can get a 2.5 milligram 6-pack for $13 and use the DTN420 code. So I guess now we're done. And I'd like to say thank you again for being the best part of us. Catch you next time.